This year should be a special schus for Reb Gil Amir ben Penina. Should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. Hu v'chol b'nei beiso. We are continuing our series of the Shirim in the Sfas Emes. We are still in the year Tafresh Lamed Aleph, the last piece on Parashas Bereishis, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi'i, and Hashem blessed the seventh day. Rashi explains, how did Hashem bless the seventh day? Bercho ba'mon, kitcho ba'mon. He blessed the seventh day with mon, vayikadesh, and he sanctified the seventh day with mon. Says Rabbeinu the Sfas Emes, Bizarra HaKadosh Parashas Yisro, Kevan delo ashtakach be'mona, ma birchasa. Ask the Zohar HaKadosh, if you don't find mon, what's the bracha? It says the bracha of the seventh day is the bracha of the man. But if you didn't find anything on the seventh day, then what's the bracha? How's the man a bracha if there was no man? That's weird. The man's a bracha because there was no man. How do you understand that? Elahachi tana. Kol birchayim b'shviya talian. Rather, this is the way you should learn. All the brachas, all the blessings, are dependent on the seventh day. Says the Sfas Emes, alright, that's a Zohar HaKadosh. I don't want to be disrespectful, but ain muvan hateretz. What does he mean? What's the answer? The question was, is that since there was no man, what's the bracha? And the answer is that all the brachas are taler in Shabbos. What does that mean? Ach, ki ha-parnasa nimshach mimakum gavoah. Parnasa comes from a high place. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, Chavches Amar Aleph, B'nichai mizonala b'schuset al yamil se'el b'mazla, that children, life, and mizonos are not totally in schus, it's totally in mazel. And mazel is something that comes from nozel, it comes from, flows down from high above. So, parnasa, so that's mizone. B'nichai and mizone. Mizone comes from a very high place. V'chol yimei chol, heim yardu ba'olam hazeh. V'nislab shu bimei ha'maisa. V'ha'shabas nishar b'makum gavoah. So the days of the week came down into this world and were enclosed in days of maisa, of action, of deed. And Shabbos remained in its exalted place, in its high place. V'al yedei zeh, mine mizbarach in shisa yomin. And through this, the 6 days are blessed. V'lachein b'Shabbos lo yorad haman, ki hu gavoa mepchinas hamachal. And therefore on Shabbos, the man didn't fall, because Shabbos is higher than food. Shabbos is higher than the bechina of food. In Parshas B'Shalach, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh in the year Tafresh Mem Vav, and he says, "Pirashnu ki hayamei ma'amaisa heim kelim l'kabel miyamim elyonim shem l'malam en hazman. Aval b'Shabbos Kodesh misala hakol al hasharash." So the days of Maisa are kelim, they are vessels, to receive from the Yamim Elyonim. What are the Yamim Elyonim? A mystical concept which I totally don't understand, but there are upper days in Shemayim that are Mashpia, that bring down this bounty onto the days here. But Shabbos, Misala, Kol, Sharsh, everything goes to the source. Ubishabbos, Layorat Haman, Shaman, Kvar, Ubislapshus, Ubichinis, Yimei Maisa. Man is enclosed in something physical, and that is the same aspect that we have during the 6 days of the week. In other words, the 6 days of the week are Yimei Maisa, it's an enclothing of the physical world, the material world, and then comes Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no enclothing. Shabbos remains in its high place. The days of the week came down into this world, they took on a physical form, so to speak, whereas Shabbos remained up there. Shabbos remains in its holy state, and from there comes all the bracha of the world. And through this, the 6 days are blessed. In Shabbos, the man didn't fall because it's higher than Michael. In other words, Shabbos can't be enclosed, they can't be man on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a purely spiritual day, and man has to be enclosed in something physical. Only because Shabbos remained as it is, Shabbos remained in Shemaim, so to speak, Shabbos remained at the source, through this the 6 days can also connect to their source and get their life. In B'shalach Tafresh Lamed Beis, Rabbeinu writes, V'hine Yom Shabbos Kodesh Kodesh Lashem, the day of Shabbos is holy to Hashem. Afki L'chora Shvi Madrega Achorona M'sheish Seyam Ma'kodmim. L'chora 7 is the lowest Madrega, the last Madrega of the previous 6 days. Achiyano Senes, Shesheish Seyam Ma'lyonim B'malav L'chein Estab Shibolam Hazeh B'levushim M'lechei Gashmi is Gamken. So the 6 days are so high up, and therefore they had to be enclosed in this world in all of this malacha and physical labor. Aval b'Shabbos Kodesh misgalah b'haras yom ha'shvi ba'atzmo. But Shabbos Kodesh, you have the ha'ara of the seventh day itself. In other words, it's not enclosed in something physical. Skipping a little bit, ki Shabbos Kodesh lo shaych hachon agashmis v'chol meichin l'Shabbos. V'Shabbos nosen es bracha l'chol yimei achol shiuchu l'zdabik b'yom l'yonim b'shoshim adei yom ha'shvi. That Shabbos gives bracha to all the days of the week. Shabbos says the weekday prepares for Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't prepare for the weekdays, because the weekdays are days of physical labor, and that's what prepares for Shabbos. But Shabbos remains in the spiritual world. Shabbos remains in its high place. So it seems what the Sfasemis is saying is that really the 6 days are at the source higher than Shabbos, and that's why Shabbos is last. The only thing is that Shabbos also, I guess, since it's the lowest level of Kedusha, of those, if I'm understanding correctly, since it's this, again, all Kabbalah, not holy, but we're trying to learn this Vasemis, since the 6 days are so high, in order for us to have Shaychas for them down here, Hashem had to enclose them in the physical. And therefore, in our world, clearly the 6 days are not as holy as Shabbos, because they're enclosed in the physical world. Whereas Shabbos, since it's a lower level of Kedusha in the upper worlds, the Mela, it can come down into this world and still connect to this world, but not being clothed in physical labor. And therefore, Shabbos is the one remnant we have in this world, in Olam Hazeh, of something purely spiritual. And from that, all the other 6 days are able to connect to their spiritual source also. It's because of the Rov Kedusha of the 6 days that they had to be enclosed. That's what, again, the lashon of this Vasemis is, that Sheshes Yomim Elyonim B'mala, they're very high up those 6 days. V'lekach Neslab Shubolam Hazeh B'levushim Melacha Gashmi is Gamkein, and therefore they had to be enclosed in something physical. Aval B'Shabbos Kodesh Mizgala B'Haras Yom HaShvi Ba'atzmo. But Shabbos, that's what gives us that in Shemaim there are these seven holy days. So Shabbos, because up there everything is holy, right? Shabbos is the seventh day itself. In other words, that holy day came down here. So therefore, in Shabbos, you're in a different world. You're not in this world anymore. Whereas the other 6 days, they had to be enclosed. So in our world, the 6 days aren't so holy. But B'koach Shabbos, B'sul Shabbos, the other 6 days have their Aliyah as well. And therefore, all of the brachas of the 6 days has to come from Shabbos. And that's why the man couldn't fall. So that's the teretz of the Zohar is. Zohar HaKadosh says, all the brachas are tolu b'yom ha'shvi. Dafka, the man couldn't fall on Shabbos. That's the brach of Shabbos. The man couldn't fall on Shabbos because Shabbos is too spiritual for anything to be mislavish, for any machel to come down on the seventh day. And that, therefore, since it's such a holy day, it connects us to Shemayim, that is going to be the source of all the brach, of all the shefa that comes down the other 6 days. V'advarim muvanim imashinikri yimei malacha shebuchol al yidei malachim kanoda. Right, we know there's an interesting connection between milacha and malachim. Malacha is labor, and malachim are angels. So it says in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Emor, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yehochi Amai Ikrun Sheshes Yomim Chol, Amai Chol, Amar Rabbi Yossi Hashdes Naig Alma Al Yada Deshluchayu, Begin Kach Yimei Chol Ikrun. The 60, you know why they're called days of Chol, of not so spiritual? Because the 6 days are run by angels who are Shlichim. And that's also the Malacha, which is not directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is run during the 6 days by us. I mean, Hashem is obviously running everything, but we're involved during the 6 days. On the seventh day, we say, no, we don't want Malachim, we don't want Shlichim, it's just you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the 6 days are Malacha, Malachim, it's via Shlichim, via messengers. V'lachein, afki sheshes hayamim b'makorem gevoim mea Shabbos, they're shriped, mefurish, that the 6 days, chidush, Vayanu Amos Hasipim, that the walls of the Beis Medrash are shaking. Do you see it? That the 6 days are higher than the seventh day. Just Shabbos Nishar Kamo Shehaya. Shabbos remained as it was. It remained in its pure spiritual form. Mashen came the other 6 days. They had to come down and be physicalized, so to speak. So B'siyata Dishmaya, we have concluded the Svasemes, Parshas Bereshis, Tov Resh Lamed Aleph. So now we move on. Tav Reish Lamed Beis 56:32. B'zohar HaKadosh Yorei Shabbos. Bereishis, if you take the letters of Bereishis and you scramble them, you get to Yorei Shabbos. Ma'in Yinzele Bereishis. Shoelas Vasemis HaLazohar HaKadosh. What's the kesher between Yorei Shabbos and Bereishis? Fearing Shabbos and in the beginning. Seems to be two completely different things. Achze perish bereshis bara, shiakol abriya dvuka b'koach hareshis v'ascholas hashoresh. Pshat in bereshis bara is that the whole bria should be connected to its source, to its beginning. Shehinekuda mehashem yizbarach shenosenes chayim v'havoya l'chol hanivraim. That's the nekuda, that's that point from God that gives life and existence to everything created. Who bechinas Shabbos? That's the bechin of Shabbos. Bechin of Shabbos is what gives life to all creation. What's that point of Hashem in this world? Ki vo Shabbos mikom alachto. That's the time Hashem rested from all of his labor. Ki Shabbos machzir kol habria l'sharsho. Shabbos brings all of the bria, all of creation, back to its source. Shehu ritzonei is baruch. The word Shabbos means to return. So what happens on Shabbos is that all of the bria returns to its source. Asher bara lasos, and what's the source? The source is the Ratzon of Hashem. So what happens on Shabbos is that the whole Bria returns back to its source, returns back to its Ratzon Hashem. Whereas during the 6 days, it was Misrachik, it was distance. Asher bara lasos, perish, and us, and Hashem is baruch koch ban avroim, lifol kol davar pu laso. What does it mean, Asher bara lasos, that Hashem created it to do? To do means that Hashem gave koach, Hashem gave the power, and everything created, that everything should do its action. Eish lisrof, that fire has the power to burn. Ilan litzmoach, a tree has the power to sprout. V'gam b'balei chayim lios lo ha-bechira lasos kirtzona. And also with balei chayim, that they have the bechira to do the ratzon of Hashem. V'im kol zeh hoya ha-mechuvan sheyeda kol po'o ki hu yizbarach nosin lo ha-koach. But ultimately the purpose is that everybody should know, everything should know, all of the Bria should know that everything is coming from the power of Hashem. So that's a Sherbara Elohim Lasos, that Hashem gave, created it to do, that everything should do what they're supposed to do. But even though he's doing what it's supposed to do, we have to know that it's all coming from Hashem. That nothing, that any power in this world is not independent, obviously. It's all from the Koach of Hashem. V'zehaya kol mechavin habriya rak lebechinas Shabbos v'zeh she'omrim tachlis shemayim v'aretz. That's the purpose of the world. This bechin of Shabbos. The bechin of Shabbos is that it's all coming from Hashem. That all of the power is from Him. That's this nekuda of chiyus that gives life and power to everything. So the purpose of the Bria is really Shabbos, because Shabbos is what gives power to all of life, and that's Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz. That's the purpose of the heavens and the earth. Shabbos wasn't just the Tachlis, the end of the heavens and the earth is also the purpose of the heavens and the earth. And Rashi says, what was the world lacking? Around the pasuk seems to say that Hashem created something on Shabbos. What was the creation? So Rashi says the world was lacking menucha. Ba Shabbos, ba menucha. Why? What's the menucha? That everything goes back to its source. Because Shabbos, now the purpose of the Bria was satisfied. Because Shabbos means that everything goes back to its source. That everything realizes that it's all from Hashem. And that's the menucha. Menucha is when you go back to your place. So if you're in the Long Island Railroad and you're taking the train, you're going here and you're going there, you don't feel like you're in your place. You get up and then the big guy comes and he wants to see your ticket. Makes a hole in it. You're not in your place. And then you get off. You switch to a different train. You're waiting. You get into your car. So you get into your house. Sometimes even when you get home. So you're sitting in your chair. You made it. That's the menucha. The menucha is when you reach that place that this is where I want to be. So that's really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is that menucha, that's the proper place, that the whole world realizes that, hey, this is all coming from Hashem. This nekud of chiyas, all of our life, all of our existence, it's from Hashem. So that's the menucha, that's the resting. Resting isn't this, oh, I'm going to do nothing. That's some people's dream in life. I just want to do nothing. We have higher... We strive higher than that. Just doing nothing. The menucha is that I reached my purpose. So some people, their menucha is, after a long day of work, they open up their gemara. It's the menucha, finally. This is where I'm supposed to do this daf gemara. In the secular world, the non-Jewish world, the person retires, and, you know, they have money saved up, they go traveling, they want to enjoy themselves. Sometimes they take on a hobby, have to keep themselves busy in order to stay alive. But so many Jews, Baruch Hashem, they retire, they just go into kollel. That's the menucha. Finally, I'm resting. I'm 75 years old and I can finally relax. I can get up in the morning. 5 o'clock minyan, anyway, when you're a certain age, you can't sleep much. It's 5 o'clock minyan, 6 o'clock minyan. Get up, eat a breakfast, come, sit in shteik for 3 hours in the morning. Another hour or two in the afternoon, an hour or two at night. You listen to two daf yomi shiur, you chazer, you hear shiur and halacha, parsha. It's geshmak. That's the menucha. That's Shabbos. Rav Hadari, Zichrono Levracha, the Rashi of HaKotel, used to say, he's like to quote the letter of Rav Hutner. One of his Talmidim asked him what to learn when he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he said that just like we have in the Bria, we have Shabbos is the day of the week that you're supposed to devote yourself to spirituality. Yeshiva is the Shabbos of your life. Yeshiva ya Shabbat shel Achaim. So, what do you do in the Shabbos of life? Learn Shvius, Hilchos Shmita. So we told him to learn. The letter in the Igros Pachad Yitzchok. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is Yeshiva is the Shabbos of life. That's it. You're with Hashem. You don't have all the tirdis of all the narishkeit and the olam hazeh. Unbelievable. So, those who aren't zeicha to be in Yeshiva, at least they have Shabbos. Those who are zeicha to be in Yeshiva. Le'elu le'elu mikol b'chasa. V'zeh yorei Shabbos. Oh, Mekai Tzirik, what's the pshat? Bereshis is osios yorei Shabbos. Lios b'chol dover ha'yira munach al pnei ha'odam. Al yedei nekuda ha'pnimius shenikra Shabbos. That yira, there should be yira on a person's face. Yira is miloshen re'iya. That a person is aware of God's presence, and therefore he yira falls on him. You can see it on his face. You can see the mice of the difference between a yari shemaim and non yari shemaim. And I go out into the street, see these kids nebuch who are off the derech, and you know they're sitting on the metal bars over there, smoking a cigarette with a beer can in their hand and their iPhones, and they're playing around and they're, you know, looking at the girls and they're speaking whatever important debris. The brave Pnimius, they're speaking, and you can see on their face, it's Nebuch. You don't see the Yira. And then you see Mamish at Tzadik, Yeshiva Bocher, and Avrech. You know, he comes in, he's walking with his Gemara, and his eyes are down on the street, and he's not looking at anything. And his mind is in different alamas. You can see it in his face, you can see the Yira. So eventually everybody's going to come to Yira Shemaim, the Navi promises us. But in the meantime, you could see the difference, and that's Yarei Shabbos. Yarei Shabbos is Yira's Munach al Pnei Adam. But how's that Yira Munach al Pnei Adam? Al Yidei Nekuda Pnimius Shenikra Shabbos. Shu'ikar Achiyus. Through this Nekuda Pnimius, that's called Shabbos, that's the Chiyus. In other words, he's connected to this Nekuda of Shabbos, that God is running the world. God gives existence to everything. And that's the Ikar, that's the primary vitality in life. Zel Shamrim Zechel Amaisa Bereishis. And that's what it means. Zechel Amaisa Bereishis. Shu Zikaron Lebechinas Reishis. Shu Yesh Gam Bechinas Hasiya Gam Ken Lios Dovuk Ubatul Lekoyach HaPoil Shenikra Reishis. So when you talk about Zechel Amaisa Bereishis, it's in memory of the Bechina of Reishis. That has a Bechina of Asiya. What's the Bechina of Asiya of Reishis? That everything we do, we connect back to the Reishis. And that's the Yarei Shabbos. Bereishis is Yarei Shabbos. Bereishis is going back to that beginning, that source. And that's what Shabbos does. Shabbos is Shavas. It brings us back to the source. So when you get back to the source, you have Yarei Shabbos here. You have this fear, this awe, this reverence for Shabbos, because Shabbos again is this Nakuda, like the Sfasem has defined it before. This Nakuda, Nakuda me Hashem Yisparach Shonosen es Chaim v'Havaya l'chol enivraim. It gives life to all of creation. So you're connecting to this Nakuda of Reishis. And that's what you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're Yarei Shabbos because you're connecting to the Reishis. And you realize that all your pulos are coming from Hashem. And that's the purpose of creation, that we should all realize all that Asher Brolakim Lassus, that all that we're doing during the week is all Mikoach Hashem. And that realization, you come to that realization on Shabbos. So now B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned together, we tried. A tough Reish, Lamed Beis, Heiliges Vasemes. And now, Magait Vaiter, B'siyata D'Shmaya, tough Reish, Lamed Dalet, B'medrish Ve'ayah Amon. There's a pasuk in Mishle that says that I will be, it's talking about the Torah, Amon. And there's different, the Medrash in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah offers various interpretations as to what this means. And one of them is Milashon Kli Umnus. Umnus is a craftsman, and it's the vessel of the craftsman. Umen Hibita Babatara Bara Oilam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and he created the world. In other words, the Kli with which he created the world, the architectural design that Hashem used when he wanted to create the world was that he looked into the Torah, and then through that, through looking at the Torah, he was able to create the world. He could have done it without the Torah, yeah, but that's what he decided, that's the way he decided to do. Kachola Birdson. So Hibit B'Torah Bara Olam. So that's the Yomnus. Vada Hay Yachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livra Olam B'li Torah. Kama Shemarti HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need Torah's help to do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything he wants, whenever he wants. That's why he's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach ki kol ha-bria l'tovus ha-nevraim. The whole bria was for our good, like the Sifrei Kabbalah teaches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for our good. Olazois hoisa ha-bria b'ofen shuchol adam l'umad avoydus Hashem Yisbarach l'chol davar. And the world was created in order that we can, in such a way that we can see a way to serve Hashem in everything. V'zeh shamru hibit b'taru u'bara perish b'chol davar v'me'abria yesh bo inyan atara l'umad eina izan ha-gosar. When it says that Hashem looked into the Torah and He created, what that means is that everything you have in the Bria has something Torah-tic in it. What is Torah? Torah is a teaching. It teaches us how to serve Hashem. So when it says that Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world, that shows us that everything you see in the world is going to be an instruction for you to serve Hashem. That's why Hashem loves us. And since Hashem loves us, He wanted to make it good for us. So what did He do? He created a world that allows us to get close to Him, that allows us to reach the ultimate good. It has some. Everything has some sort of hanhagah. So you can learn Ratzon Hashem from everything. V'zeh shatar mizgah atzma. Shiyeda adam. Shi'ikra kol ha-Torah. The Torah says, Ve'eyam. The Torah is talking about itself in the pasuk. I am going to be this teacher. Why is the Torah saying, I'm going to be your teacher? So you should just know that you can learn from me how to serve Hashem. Should I call it Bria Sal Pitar? The whole Bria was Al Pitar. Since Hashem created the world for good, and He created the world with Torah, it must be that Torah is for the best, in the person's best interest. And therefore you look in the world and you see Torah, you see ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Hibit Batara. That's why, says the Sfasem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world, because that is Hashem's way of telling us that looking at the world is going to enable us to serve Him better. B'Rashi, Ma'alam Chaser, what was the world lacking? Next shtickle, Menucha. The world was lacking Menucha. B'Shabbos b'Menucha, Gevaldik. Kimashe Kosev Vayonach Af Kilo Shayich Yigia. This might this. What does it mean? Vayonach Bayom Hashvi. God rested. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says Lo Yiyaf Lo Yiga. It's a pasuk in Yeshayo, Perek Mem. God doesn't toil. God doesn't get tired. So what's Pshat? It says God is Noisen Leyev Koach. Matam Alomer Vayonach. The Mechilta asks, what does it mean God rested? God doesn't have to rest. God doesn't get tired. I have to rest. I get tired. Hashem doesn't have. So what's the Vayanach? Vayanach. Rak ki sheshis mea maise ha yakiyum ha bria a yidei koach ha boire b'maymer u brias kol dover b'yoymai aval b'shabas nishlam liya is dover shel kayoma. The 6 days of maise was kiyum ha bria a yidei koach ha boire b'maymer, that each day was created with different mamaros, and those are the 6 days of the week. Brias kol davar biyomo, every day, whatever was created on that day. Aval b'shabbos nishlam lios davar shel kayoma. Everything was created b'koach habori during the 6 days, but Shabbos made it a davar shel kayoma, something lasting. She's kaim u'kol anivroim af achash yaser Hashem Yisbarach is galus mamar, that all of creation should continue existing even after God removes His speech. So for 6 days God is speaking and creating, and that's giving it kiyum. And then on Shabbos God made it that now, even without the maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to be creating the world is going to, without the gilu, the revelation of God's maimer, the world is going to continue existing. Ki ein olam yochol lekablus galus koach Hashem Yisbarach. The world cannot take the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's too much for this world. And therefore, every day there's hysteros, there's these hiddenness, because the world, it's too much. God's glory is too much for this world to handle. Aval Shabbat Kodesh hu pi'ula liyos iskashris ha-teva al mashala maila me'ateva. Shabbos is a pi'ula that this world, the world of nature, should be connected to the world of the supernatural, of the above natural. The kach nikreis shalom, and therefore it's called Shabbos shalom. She shlemus kol nivri v'gemar tikuno, because that's the shlemus of the world. The shlemus, what gives the world its completion, the coup de grace, the final touch on the world. The world should last, the world should continue existing, the world should be connected to the supernatural, that it should continue existing. That's Shabbos, that's the shlemus of Shabbos, Shabbat shalom. Like we discussed, that the 6 days are more chashuv than Shabbos. We saw that moiridika, what they call today a mind-blowing chiddush. The 6 days are higher, not in this world, but up there. So even though the 6 days are higher and Shabbos is the lowest madrega, they look chashuv yoser. While Shabbos mashlim kol hayomim, but without Shabbos, there's no existence for the other days. We all know the famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that the world only has 6 days of gas to go. Well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Comes Shabbos, if not for Shabbos, we'd be finished. Run out of gas, run out of existence. Comes Shabbos, boom! It filled up the tank for another 6 days. Kiviyachol. So that's the Ruchnias that gives the world its koach, Shabbos. V'medrash ha-moshel shel tabas shechaser choysem. There's a medrash that says, Moshel ha-melech, he had a ring, and it didn't have a stamp on it. And so to the world, it was like a ring without a stamp. Comes Shabbos, Shabbos is the stamp of the world. Perish, what does that mean? Remember, it's important to note that the Sfasemes and most Chassidish Sfarim are Perishim on the Medrash. People, unfortunately, don't usually learn Medrash. Keseder, but the Medrash is a very important book, very important Sefer. And the Chassidish Sfarim explain Midrashim. What does it mean? It's just Midrashim. Without, you don't know what they mean. Pashib Shat. Perish Shabbos who edus shel Hashem aretzu mulot. Shabbos is his galus dover zebuchol. And Avram Shabbos is a testimony that everything in the earth belongs to Hashem. And Shabbos reveals this in all the Nevraim. Kol echad lefi kafi erko, everything according to its level. And therefore the Jewish people testify on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in six days and rested on the seventh. It was the Iker HaMechuvan Abriya. And that's the Iker HaMechuvan Abriya. As what's the purpose of creation? The purpose of creation is to bring Kavod to Hashem, to bring the glory to Hashem. Obviously Hashem, his Kavanah is to give us good. But our Kavanah, and the way he gives us good is when we connect to him, because he's the greatest good. So Hashem wanted us to give him Kavod. Again, Hashem is not an honor seeker. He doesn't have these human qualities and frailties that we have. But the glory of the Pasuk says, Yishayu l'chvoydi barasiv. So the world is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. And when is that Kavod expressed? When is that Kavod finalized? When is that Kavod actualized? The answer is on Shabbos. Because in Shabbos we testify that God created the world, that God is in charge. So therefore Shabbos is what completes the purpose of creation. That's the chosam, that's the stamp. It's a nice ring, it's a nice world, but what's the stamp? It's not finished. Well, a ring without a stamp, they used to have, they stamp things with their ring, right? What's the point of the ring without the stamp? Once you have the stamp, now the ring has meaning. So the world doesn't have meaning until Shabbos comes, and then all of a sudden Shabbos, we're made, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore it's the chosam, that's the stamp, and that's the chosam also means to finish. That's what finishes it up. So it says, God saw all that he did and was very good. Because when you come to the klal, you're right, there are pratim, as we discussed in the previous year. There are pratim that have details that are against kavod shemayim in this world, that are misnaget, that oppose the glory of Hashem. But bechlal, the whole bria as an organic whole, is all bringing the kavod shemayim. It's all on that path. And Shabbos, everything is united into the secret of one, into unity. Everything comes to the klal of the bria. This klal, this general overriding principle of the bria that we're all here for kavod Hashem. So there's kosev ayichul shabov Shabbos lechlal echod. And that's what it means. Vayichulu milashon klal, that we all become. It also means he finished, but we all become one on Shabbos, one klal. And Hashem looks at the klal and he says, "Tov me'ov." Hashem is kol Hashem asav. Vayichulu looks at everything. He says, "This is great. As a whole, you're terrific, because you're ultimately going to bring to the greatest covet." V'zeh kiyum kol abriya, and this is the existence of all of creation. And therefore, since that's the kiyum of the bria, being together as a klal, on Shabbos you have to bring yourself into klal Yisrael. And once you're in the klal, then that's always the best place to be, because that's what brings out the kavod shemayim. Over zorah kodesh, perish vayichal elokim bayom shvi melachto shal yidei yom haShabbos hishlim Hashem yizbarach melachto. That the zorah kodesh says that Hashem finished his malacha on the seventh day, that through Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his malacha. Because like we said, the world has no meaning without Shabbos. The world is just 6 days, it's just a ring without the chosam. But now the purpose is actually fulfilled of all the malacha on with the creation of Shabbos. B'hayishtalim b'kiyuma kol avid todo'ove az loshen of the Zohar. Now he completed all the avoda that he did. V'aldov ha'yichal ukim b'yom ha'shvi. So that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is really the completion of, that's why the Olam Chaser, the Olam was Chaser, this Menucha is that now it's a Darish Shel Kayama, now it's something that can rest, now it's something that's in its proper place, now it's something that can continue existing, and that is that's what happens on Shabbos. We all become a klal, by Chulu it's all finished, it's not just Pratim, until now the 6 days are all Pratim, and then Shabbos comes together, now it's a complete whole, now it has existence. Hashevach bebriyas shemayim ba'aretz, last piece, tafresh lamedalit. Hashevach bebriyas shemayim ba'aretz, tachsiv ru'u mi bara ele. It says in the pasuk, in Yeshaya, su'u marom enechem ru'u mi bara ele. Raise your eyes to above and see who created all of this. Ki apelech sheyuchal liyos mispashit koyach Hashem yisbarach ledvarim gashmi. Look at this pele. That of Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Rama says, pele is, when we say mafli lasas, that he connects our physical body and our spiritual souls. So what a pele, that this fusion of the physical and the spiritual, that the koach of Hashem Yisbaruch is mispashet, is able to extend the dvarim gashmim. V'zeh loshem bria, mashem izgalo mispashet l'chitzoni sol. And the word bara means outside. Puktani lebra, the Gemara means go learn outside. Bara means outside. Bar is outside. Okay, so that's the... That's Loshen Bria, and that's what's Mizgalo Mispashit L'chitzonius Ha'olam. What's revealed and what's extended to the Chitzonius of this world. So that's the Meru Mibara'ela. What a Pella in this world. Sumram, look up above, look at the spiritual world, and look, he created this. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that something so spiritual can create something so physical? So B'siyata Dishmaya, we concluded the Torahs of this Vasemis for Tafresh Lamed Dalet, and we've reached Tafresh Lamed Hay. And Hashem should give us the koach and the moach, and may it's Hashem to continue. Moshe bizocha lilmodu lamed lishmo velasi lakaim is called divrei sama terasa be'havel. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.